All right, last segment of Let's Get Local coming at you now as we continue on with the Dane County Humane Society. We talked with Lisa Bernard here just before the last break just happened, third segment. But now we get to talk with Lisa and follow up about this Betty White Challenge, because Lisa, people are probably wondering, what is that? How do they participate? What can they do? They love Betty White. They love the Humane Society. Tell us how they can participate and when.
Well, it's currently going on right now through her birthday, so you can donate on our website. We also have a matching gift, so you're going to double your amount if you donate right now. It's up to $2,500 that this matching gift goes for. So you could also click on our Facebook page. We also have that going as an event on there. So please donate for helping animals, both companion animals and at our wildlife center.
And there is a banner right at the top of at giveshelter.org that you can click on. Also, the information linked from Dane by Locals homepage as well, danebylocal.com. All those places you can find your way to the Betty White Challenge to participate. Again, Monday would have been her 100th birthday. And actually, I saw just a quick unique thing. Because she lived so many years through so many leap years, she technically lived more than 100 years if you took out kind of that added leap year day in there all the time. Just a little side note for you. So Betty White made it over 100 in my book. Let's talk about your wildlife area, though. And we bring in Jackie Sandberg now to join us because she is heavily involved in that, working with wildlife. Jackie, how are you? Thanks for talking to us today about your work at the Dane County Humane Society.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. So thank you for inviting us to speak. As you said, my name is Jackie Sandberg. I'm the Wildlife Program Manager here at the Dane County Humane Society. So I'm here to talk a little bit about our programs and services today. Our Wildlife Center is actually celebrating its 20th year anniversary at DCHS as a program of the shelter. So during that time, we've actually grown from having only 107 animals our first year to now seeing over 3,000 to 4,000 animals annually, which is a huge jump. So we've grown a lot in our community. And what we do, our mission really is to promote the health and welfare of wildlife through rehabilitation efforts, professional training, and public education. And so we're seeing sick, injured, and orphaned wild animals. They arrive at our doors. And what we're doing is giving them expert medical care and treatment so that they can recover. And that's done by our licensed staff here and our veterinary partners. So really, you know, our biggest pushes are, you know, to make sure that orphaned animals, if they are presumed orphan, they have a chance to be reunited with their parents out in the wild. So in the spring season here, we call it baby season. We're going to get a whole bunch of baby bunnies, baby squirrels, ducklings, you know, all the fun things. Actually starts with baby owls in February. But our goal is to try to get them back to the care of their parents if they're not injured or sick, so that they can be raised by their own species. Rehabilitation really is more a last resort for those animals. So healthy animals, we encourage them to be left alone. You know, if you care, leave them there. And also not to keep them as pets, because our goal is to make sure that they go back out into the wild. They can live freely in the natural world. And, you know, that way people can really appreciate their presence. Our program is solely funded by private donations. So, you know, it's not legal to charge for wildlife services in Wisconsin. You know, we do it because we really love wildlife. We think that they need help in our area. And we're a nonprofit. So obviously, because we're a program of the Humane Society, we're really looking for help for those in our community. So, you know, people will show up with an animal that, you know, maybe they saw the person ahead of them hit it with their car, you know, an owl or an eagle. And then, you know, that person brings it to our doors and they say, hey, can you chip in $20 towards the care of this animal? Because that's the only way that we're going to be able to fund it. So sometimes people donate for the animals in our care. Sometimes they sponsor interns. Maybe it's funding a cage building project. So there's so many different ways to help or get involved. We really have a small team of licensed rehabilitators. There's six of us that are here full time. We're pretty much working tirelessly around the clock to manage all of our patients and thousands of them coming in mostly 6 months of the year, April to October. But we're also training the next generation of rehabilitators. You know, we're hoping that more people enter this occupation because right now we're the only bird and reptile rehabilitation center in all of southwestern Wisconsin. And that means that someone in Platteville, you know, is going to have to drive 2 hours away just to get to us with, you know, a goose or something. Today we have a swan in Boscobel that our volunteers hopefully will be helping to transport. That's a long distance away to get here. So, you know, We definitely have folks that we're training, usually about 20 interns every year. We have some apprenticeships. Really, it's a lot of students that are earning academic degrees in, you know, wildlife ecology or zoology, veterinary medicine. We work very intimately with the UW-Madison Special Species Program, which has a new wildlife medicine program as of last year that we've developed through a grant. And so, yeah, staff oversees all those activities, plus 30 have of the animals. And then we also have 150 plus wonderful dedicated volunteers. So they're helping to donate, you know, thousands of hours of their time to help with the wild animals here, you know, preparing diets and cleaning cages and making sure they have a really nice, comfortable and stress-free environment while they're here recovering. So really, without their help, we would truly be unable to perform the conservation work that is critical in our community. So yeah, we're basically committed to rehabilitating sick, injured, orphaned wildlife here in southwestern Wisconsin. You know, we know that a lot of the problems that wildlife face are human caused, and so for us, we really feel good about giving back to them if we can, knowing that we've ultimately probably caused a lot of those issues. You know, fishing tackle and lead toxicity, and you know, gunshot wounds. We're hoping to, you know, release healthy and successful individuals back into the wild so they have that second chance at life. So that is a little bit about what we do, and you can check us out on the website at giveshelter.org and check out the How to Help Wildlife section.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, what are the best ways for people to contact you related to wildlife issues or things they see or discover out there? Yeah. So glad to have that resource. Is there also a number they can call, or should they go through the website?
Yeah, honestly, if you ever have a wildlife question, and it doesn't matter where in Wisconsin you live, we are willing to help you out if we can. Our phone number for the wildlife program specifically is 608-287-3235. And whether it's just a question about wild animals, you're not sure if they're sick or injured, you don't know if they're orphaned, you know, we can send you some resources, or we can try to talk it through with you. We'll do everything we can within our abilities to be able to help someone that needs help. But there's also, you know, the DNR that you can try calling, your local biologists or wardens. And we do have Dane County Animal Services. Usually an officer might be available to help transport an animal if you live in Dane County to us. So just something to keep in mind. But otherwise, we're here to help, and we can direct you if you need it.
And as you're talking about this wildlife program, we're talking with Jackie Sandberg, also Lisa Bernard, over at the Dane County Humane Society, talking about the wildlife program. What are some of the best ways people can help that specific program if they're really passionate about wildlife?
Yeah, I think keeping your eyes open for animals that do need help, you know, just being aware of the animal presence in your community. A lot of folks call us about the fox or coyote that might be seen in their neighborhood. That's actually really common in urban areas. So, you know, sometimes people will call us and say, oh, I'm really, you know, scared that this animal needs help, but maybe it is just kind of living its natural life by, you know, sharing space in an urban setting with us. But then again, they also sometimes need help. So we've seen fox with mange or coyote with mange. It's a parasite that can cause detrimental problems to them in the long run sometimes. So, you know, just being aware that animals might need help and might not need help, taking a photo if you're ever unsure, that really speaks a thousand words for us. And then, yeah, just knowing who your community resources are and getting in touch with folks to help if needed.
That's great. Wow. I can't believe we're running up here almost out of time. So I do want to recap and bring in Lisa again. Jackie, thanks for all that great information about the Wildlife Center. And Lisa, okay, so let's remind people the Betty White Challenge, and then also other ways after the Betty White Challenge is done, they can still help out at the Dane County Humane Society.
You go to giveshelter.org to donate. You can follow us on Facebook at GiveShelter. For more information, you can even sign up for our newsletter to get more details about other events as well that you can attend or participate in, or maybe even host yourself. So to benefit Dane County Humane Society. And I just also want to give another shout out to say thank you to everyone in the community who has already donated and who continues to support us. We really can't do what we do without you. So thank you.
That is heading to giveshelter.org, the Dane County Humane Society. Lisa, Jackie, thanks for all your great work and the information. Reach out in your community. Go support them. The Betty White Challenge, it's going on through Monday. Check it out, giveshelter.org. We'll be back next week for more on Let's Get Local.